This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. My friends, we've been studying with you for the past several times about woman, the culminating act of God's creation. We're living in a time when there are many things being said about woman gaining equality with man. Of course, the Bible certainly does not want any woman ever mistreated in any way whatever. But there are many things being said that perhaps on the surface may seem to many to be an elevation of woman, which actually will constitute a degeneration of her. When woman is put in the position of functioning in the realm in which God has decreed or is indicated or designed man to function, then it's rather like a dog walking on his hind legs. Anyone who's looking at him can obviously see that this is out of place. I want to read to you now, beginning from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." That means that God saw that man needed somebody, then he was going to make a helper who was fit for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Now, friends, this points out that God intends for man and woman to recognize certain roles which he himself has designed for them. Woman is to be in submission to, but not inferior to man. This has been a point that seems very difficult for many people to understand. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 9, we read these very significant words, "For neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man." Now notice these points. First, man was not created for the woman. In the verses which precede this text, Paul makes clear that man is the head of the woman. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 to 7. The Apostle Paul sets out an ascending order. Woman in subjection to man to Christ, Christ to God. God is the head of Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. The verse which immediately precedes the text which we have read, that is, 1 Corinthians 11 and 8, teaches that man was not taken, that is, not originally out of woman, but woman was taken out of man. Man was not formed from a rib taken from woman, but woman was formed from a rib taken out of man. These points are integral to Paul's argument that woman should be in subjection to man. He continues with another argument to this same end. Man was not created for woman, but the woman was created for the man. Now the second point from this passage, that is, from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 9, woman was created for man. As an explanation of this statement, it would be very difficult to improve on the statement by Albert Barnes, and I quote, "The woman was created for the comfort and happiness of the man, not to be a slave, but to be a helpmeet. Not to be the minister of his pleasures, but to be his aid and comforter in life. Not to be regarded as of inferior nature and rank, but to be his friend, to divide his sorrows, and to multiply and extend his joys, and yet still to be in a station subordinate to him. She was created to aid him in his duties and comfort him in his afflictions, to partake with him in his pleasures. Men are to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. God intends for husbands and wives to stand side by side with the husband providing leadership, and each looking for the city which hath the foundations, whose builder and maker is God. May every man be thankful to God for his exceedingly great and precious gift of woman." I'm so glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study from the Sacred Will of God.